Welcome to Stories After Midnight. Today we're going to be reading Every Day is My Last Day Alive. It's a short story in a collection of stories called 54 Sleepless Nights, written by Tobias Wade. I really hope you enjoy this story. Let's get started. Yesterday was the day I died, and the day before that, and the day before that, for as long as I can remember. I must have once known how it happened for the first time, but there have been so many of the grisly occurrences, each unique in their misery yet blended together into the never-ending horror of my existence. I must have been shot at least a dozen times in a dozen places. Sometimes it goes quick, a rush of noise and a gasp of air, and then darkness until I find myself screaming myself awake in my own bed once more. Other times I will linger with the mortal wound for hours, but even then I know relief will come before midnight when the final curtain invariably closes. I've been hit by cars and thrown from buildings and drowned and burned and buried alive on two separate occasions. Sometimes it happens in the morning and my day is reset immediately, but most often it will come with the nightfall, leaving me to dread the inevitable all day long. It's the waiting I hate most, a whole day of misery, eyes darting at every gray face and shadow, wondering how it will happen and who will bring the final blow. I've come to recognize the poisoned look that glows from my assassin's eyes. It could be anyone, any man or woman or even child, who suddenly fixates upon me with an insistent fascination. A glance across the room, a turned head on the street, eager and gleeful, as though they've been searching for me their entire life. If it seems that I'm speaking casually about this curse, it's because I've already navigated the five stages of grief in my own fashion. I began with denial, believing I had suffered through an exceptionally vivid nightmare or hallucinogenic attack. Then comes anger, back when I used to struggle and fight for my life, not knowing how futile it would be. There's no use trying to bargain or reason with them either. Even if I manage to escape, then it will always be another and another, new heads turning like clockwork until the deed is done. I've even tried to flee the city altogether, losing myself in the wilderness, but never able to get far enough before midnight comes and some hunter or hidden foe will bring me down. More than once, death has come at the hands of my own family, an end so horrible that I have long since cut contact with them to avoid. After bargaining comes depression, a stage I thought I would be in forever. At least a conventional death is a finality to it, and one may learn to accept that when they know there is no other way, but there is no escape for me. No Faustian bargain or divine salvation that can bring an end to this tragedy. I suppose it's possible that I really could be dead, already enduring punishment for a crime in another life I've forgotten long ago. But what justice is there without redemption? What transgression could have earned such a fate? I do not know. What would you have done to bring meaning to such a life? If you kept the sight of another human being from turning to hatred in your heart, then you would have been stronger than I. Somewhere in the midst of waking and death, the thought occurred to me that there would be no end to this until I was the last man on earth. That freedom meant nothing unless it meant an end to the evil looks cast in my direction. I fantasized endlessly about some apocalyptic event that brought humanity to its knees, and if it meant a thousand more of my own deaths, I would weather that storm until the wind blows empty through the hollow cities with no one left to hurt me. And if it was I who had to bring about that Armageddon, then I alone would dither out the rest of my days in solitude and mourning for the price of peace. I took the first step on that journey the night I took the life of my assailant, an elderly man with a blue bow tie who brought his cane around my throat from behind. I hadn't intended to kill him when I hurled him to the ground. But the next day I discovered his grieving family and knew that he had remained dead, even while I came to life again. It was then I realized that I really could bring death to them all, armed with an eternity and the invulnerability that shedding my own death permitted. One by one, or by the dozens or hundreds, I could wipe this world clean and revel in the ruin I've created. And who is to say they didn't deserve it after the way those innumerable wicked eyes looked at me and saw their victim? But watching the family grieve, the man holding his crying daughter to his chest, the woman weary and weathered from a long night of tears, I knew I could never carry such a plan to fruition. If their deaths are final while mine is not, then let me go where fear and danger keep mortal men from straying. Let me rush into traffic or burning buildings where one might be saved. Let me take a bullet where another might be spared, or fight the corruption of my city, though it costs me my life each time. If I can learn to love those who hate me, if I can die so that they may live, then that knowledge will give nobility to my soul. Perhaps one day my good deeds will break my curse, but it's no longer a hope I can bear to entertain. I will turn that which haunts me into a blessing for others, and through their joy, I will find peace. And that's it for this short story. If you enjoyed it, let me know. Subscribe, like the video. Maybe YouTube will share it around. Who knows? YouTube's crazy sometimes. If you'd like to support the channel, there is a Patreon available. And thank you. If you are a Patreon member, thank you for being one. It really does mean the most. I hope you know that. And if you'd like to come and hang out with us, there's a Discord available. So that's fun. I think with all that said, if you'd like to send me your story, go to storiesaftermidnight.com where there'll be a link to do so. And I guess I'm done my babbling. So thank you for listening. Hope you enjoyed yourself. We'll see you in the next one.